The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. You know, I was thinking, we might all just need to take a step backwards. It's important that we get some perspective, and just like they say you can't see the forest for the trees, I think perhaps one of our greatest problems, and perhaps the hidden solution to a lot of our problems, lies in the fact that our perspectives are distorted. And they're distorted because we actually haven't taken that step backwards to take some time, perhaps in the silence and the darkness before we go to sleep at night, or in the quiet of the morning before the rush of the day begins, but to back up and really think about things. When you think that we are actually on a planet that is sitting in the middle of nothing, that's sitting in the middle of space, weighing what? A bazillion, zillion, million pounds? And it's sitting there. It hasn't dropped to the bottom of wherever space might be. It's got everything on it, including water, which doesn't drip off, despite the fact that we're sitting in the middle of space. It's beautiful. It comes complete with everything we need to flourish, from the rivers and the lakes to the lands that provide the foodstuffs that we eat. And all in technicolor, we get to look around and we have purple eggplant and yellow bananas and red apples, green watermelons. We have the scenery, the sunsets that we can look at out over the vast oceans that provide all kinds of marine life, that provide settings for sunrises and sunsets, that provide the sound of the surf that lulls people into a more peaceful place. We have terrain and climate for people of all persuasions. People who want to be cool can go up into the mountains or the higher elevations. And then we have the desert rats and the beach bunnies that like to live down close to where the temperatures are warmer. Our Earth provides everything from deserts to rainforests. And I think we forget this. I think that the only reason we go about murking and groveling and snorting and expressing anger or discontent is because we forget to be so grateful for what it is we do have and for being amazed at the mystery of it all. How do we have these galaxies sitting here? Why is our Earth so perfect for life? How do we happen to have all of the faculties we need to think and to see, to hear and to smell, to touch and to love? How is that possible that we can appreciate what we have, that we are given all of these faculties, is a miracle in and of itself. So, if we could, and this is what made me think about today's topic, if we could just take some time, stop all time, listen to the sound of a minute passing, and how long that seems when we tune out the activity from the telephones and traffic, the TV and cell phones, the radio and conversations, to just allow a minute to pass lets us see how silent it can be, how spacious our minds can be, and how our perspectives can shift in that moment. And I think that's the key. I think if our perspectives shift, we will suddenly all say, what the heck are we doing to each other, to our planet? What are we doing? Why are we doing it? Isn't there a better way? We couldn't possibly, If we truly appreciated what we've been given, if we truly appreciated that we do have all we need to have a good life, if we didn't have people who are given power who don't know how to properly use it, if all the peoples of the world were able to enjoy the same kinds of opportunities, the same kinds of sustenance, if they had enough to eat, for instance, if they had the same education as everyone else, there wouldn't be petty thievery where people don't have enough to live on, where they don't have enough food and they have to rely on handouts. We wouldn't have schools that were based, in this country at least, on taxes that come from the houses, which basically means if you live in a wealthy neighborhood, your school is far better than if you live in a place that's in a depressed neighborhood. We have all kinds of things that we can fix and we should fix. And this is why I'm putting this out to all of you, something I've been thinking about a lot lately, which is we can make it better. We each have gifts and skills and potential. We each need to be able to bring that to the table and not have it held down. When we oppress minorities, we oppress women, we oppress people of color, the poor, whoever we happen to deign as inferior to us or someone we can lord it over, every single time we do that, we make ourselves poorer because we are missing that much more enrichment of another person's gifts and talents and abilities to even maybe see things differently, which could provide a way to a better future for us all. We're going to need all of our minds and all of our potentials to reverse the trends that we're seeing now on this planet. We don't need war. War is obsolete. It won't get us anywhere. You can't walk up to someone, slap them in the face and say, "There, take that now. I won't have any more problems from you." Aggression breeds aggression. War breeds war. What we need is a freeing up of all the beauty that is contained within each one of us, because we have so much beauty. We were born into this world, beautiful little creatures. That's why people cry when a child is born. There is something so simple, so innocent, with such great, great potential. Same reason we cry at a wedding. There is such beauty, such great, great potential in love. And that is where I think we're going to finally come around and realize that once we wake up to that, no one is going to have the heart to pick up a weapon and use it against another brother or sister. We won't have men trying to force women to wear burqas or not drive unless they're with a man or not move too far up the corporate ladders or the business ladders or not control their own reproductive health. We're not going to have people basically mock and make fun of and blame the poor for being poor. We're going to see everybody extending a hand to help each other get up off of our knees and stand to our fullest length, our tallest tall, and become the best that we can become. We have so much within us. And if we can never get that out, we impoverish ourselves, our neighbors, and everybody else in the world. With the climate changing as it is, we're going to need new solutions to the problems that have been created by us. It's up to us. And every time you take even one person out of the grid, the power grid, you dim the lights on our planet. It's time for us to step back and think about it, I think. It's time for us to fill ourselves with appreciation and gratitude for what we do have. In this country, it's miraculous that we turn a faucet and water comes out and we can actually drink it. It's not brown and it's not contaminated and tainted except in the areas where there's fracking now going on. But again, that's because of greed rather than the acknowledgement that we have to care for each other and treat the other person exactly as we want to be treated. You couldn't frack knowing that it causes contamination of groundwater at a time we're running out of fresh water, unless you had no regard and no respect for the inherent dignity of the other guy. So this is our time to really wake up, shake ourselves awake, and get with the program. We have the solutions if we take the time to recognize that it's very simple. Once we quit trying to dominate, once we extend a hand to each other, once we acknowledge that we're interconnected and you can't take one thing out without everything else being affected. Just like you in Jenga, you can't pull out that one pin, the whole thing will collapse. We're seeing that kind of thing happening in the world with our bee colony collapses. Because one thing leads to another. The bees go, the food supply goes. You know, we don't have a normal climate pattern. It's not just that the weather changes or warms. It's that then the trees die. And when the trees die, we don't have shade. And we don't have shade, the planet heats up faster. On and on and on. So once we get that, once we get it, man, we're on our way to a whole new and better, brighter place for all of us. I hope we get there soon. I hope a lot of you are already on board with all of this. And if you are, get your neighbors on board with it. It's going to take a great surge from all of us as the people basically who are at the bottom. Perhaps we're not controlling things from the top down, but we have great power if we unite on behalf of each other. We can do this. Let's get busy. We're much more powerful than we can even imagine. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.